Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wrestle me, Mark.
Wrestle me, Peter.
We're back, and I've just realised, because I've not spoken to anybody all day, that I've got a slightly weird voice. I don't know.
You have, yeah.
Sorry.
You sound a bit like you... You know when people sort of go, I went to this amazing festival, and I don't know what someone gave me at the campfire, but it was really, you know...
I was in a cupboard all day pulling out old... I've got a lot of fitted sheets, turns out.
A lot of...
Fitted sheets.
Fitted sheets.
And now, as you'll notice, I'm
Someone's
wearing...
Someone's doing well.
It's got a lot of fitted sheets, Mark, and it's quite a saying that they're really hard to fold, so I've just inhaled a lot of dust today.
Chuck them all out. Honestly,
burn them.
You know, this whole thing about changing your bed linen, everyone grow up.
I am also dressed like a real Geordie.
You are.
I'm wearing stonewashed white,
really stonewashed,
light blue jeans.
Yep.
And a Newcastle United top. So
you are. It's actually looking good. It's sort of like if you were from Newcastle and you walked through London and they saw you, they'd go, this fucking city. You know, porking fun. Outside, I just walked through Soho, which is near where we're recording, and I walked past, there's a man with a megaphone, and I've seen him around North London a bit.
Is it the mouth of the South?
No, this guy is quite different. So right. he was saying about how he feared heterosexuals because they are populating the planet and we need to stop procreating. And at one point, he said, I think, by the way,
that's a swerve from a fanatic.
It is. I think he is straight, and I do believe he's got children because he was in our local paper and his wife was talking about how she didn't really like what he was doing.
Right,
and he said at one point, he said, this message is not for the homosexuals. He said, because unlike your mothers and fathers, you cannot accidentally procreate. You are incapable of reproduction. And as he said that, proper cheer. People go, yay! Really, really nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mark, since we last spoke, there was a big wrestling show that you were tweeting along to. I enjoy it when you are watching a wrestling.
Yeah, All Elite Wrestling. They had their debut show.
Where was that?
That took place in Las Vegas.
Right.
It's an organisation that's been set up by Cody Rhodes, the Young Bucks, and Kenny Omega.
Yes.
And it's being bankrolled by Tony Khan, who the Khan family are the owners of Fulham. They are a very wealthy family.
Okay.
And for the first time in
Less
a long
wealthy
time...
wealthy now, Fulham are in the championship, I imagine.
But I think AEW will do them some good business. For the first time in a long time, there is a viable alternative to WWE.
Yeah.
Because viability in wrestling is getting the product on television. And TNT, who were the Turner channel that used to have WCW on, they have announced that they will be carrying their weekly show.
Oh, cool.
In this country, it's likely to be ITV4 are taking it, and they've done a big deal with them. So it suddenly seems, for the first time in a generation, two generations, there is a possibility of competition towards the mainstream WWE.
Vince McMahon is so unlucky, isn't he?
He's
he has
furious.
A monopoly. He has a monopoly for 5 minutes.
The thing is, like a demented king, if you are alone in the marketplace, you can put out any old shit because there's only one show in town. There's another one come out, and this show was absolutely brilliant.
It was very sort of anti-WWE, wasn't it? It was very
Sort of, not really. Oh, what it was really pro-wrestling. So everything you love in great wrestling matches.
Yep.
And like, for example, in WrestleMania 20, there are about three great matches that would have slotted in exactly on AEW. They're just giving you really good... It's not sports entertainment, it's wrestling. And it's run by a roads. And you know what that means. You know what that means. It means that they cannot fail. They understand the business. Dusty Rhodes understood the business as well as any man. He made some mistakes. Who doesn't? But you can see that it's filtering down to his son, Cody, who is just making these huge decisions that are absolutely right because he understands what wrestling is. Vince McMahon does as well, but he's also 75. So he's losing his grip on what the audience want.
Yeah.
They are impossibly young compared to Vince McMahon. Mm. So he is sticking towards things, and he doesn't really meet any young people, I shouldn't think. He doesn't know what's good.
Ones that aren't the young Republicans who come round when he's having Donald Trump's
so
tea.
AEW, honestly, I mean, if you're listening to this and you like wrestling, but you're like, oh, I've only seen like WWE back in the day, AEW is really, really worth watching. I thought that the main card was fantastic. They had a preview that went out with the Battle Royale, which I did think was shonky as hell. And I enjoyed that immensely, tweeting along with that. AEW. I mean, check it out.
Check it out.
Check it out.
It's getting 5 stars out of 5 by Mark Haynes.
5 out of 5.
But we are back with more WrestleMania fun. Mm. And we've reached the 20th.
We have.
Edition.
We have. We've reached the edition where it all begins again.
Yes. It's starting. We're control-alt-deleting on this shit.
Yep.
And it was a long one.
I
think it might have been the longest.
I think this one's 4.5 hours on the network.
Yeah. And they've made edits.
Yes. It's the start, really, of the WrestleManias being much too long.
Yeah.
At the time, I remember this. I watched this one pretty much live, and that took you through to about 5 in the morning, 5:30 or something. Mental. But I remember at the time thinking, oh, this is really exciting. They're really long and they're taking it really seriously. Mm. And this feels like a big, grand show. That has just continued on and on and on now, and even sort of pretty basic pay-per-views like 5 hours, and it's just not good enough.
Yeah, it's a lengthy one, but there were parts I enjoyed, I enjoyed less. But not a lot of lessons learned from last time.
No, not at all, not at all. And we're changing eras here, and that's what's sort of interesting when you're interested in the history of wrestling, where these shifts come.
Yeah.
So we've gone from the wildly successful Attitude Era, which I think as an argument ended last year because of the match between The Rock and it's Stone Cold Steve Austin's final match.
Yeah.
So you could make a case for that being the end of the Attitude Era. And what we've got here is the development of what's called the Ruthless Aggression Era.
Right.
It comes from a Vince McMahon promo where he said he wants to see ruthless aggression in the ring. And what you have is a very physical style. Mm. And we saw that with the sort of crossover last year with Lesnar and Angle. Mm. Physical, proper grappling wrestling. Yeah. Some people epitomise that. Chris Benoit epitomises that ruthless aggression. John Cena does as well. He's not so much ruthless aggression in the ring, but what he was someone who really found the career path that would take him to the top. And this WrestleMania has some sort of, if you like, the past, the present, and the future of the business. So you've got the old hands like Ric Flair and Shawn Michaels. You've got the rising ruthless aggression stars of Eddie Guerrero and Chris Benoit, who are just peaking here.
Yeah.
And then you've got the future stars coming up, like your John Cena's. So it's an interesting historical period. Watching this back reminded me that one of the ways that you could say it's the ruthless... I say you can say it's the ruthless aggression era. Not that easy.
Rah-rah.
There are so many people on the roster who are mid-carders who have no personality. Mm. They're perfectly serviceable in the ring, but they're immediately forgettable.
Yep.
People like Garrison Cade, the Bashams.
Yeah, the Bashams. Where have these come from?
Just these cookie cutter. They've got good bodies. They can wrestle. But even when you're watching them, they're disappearing. You know, it's a funny era. It was really enjoyed at the time. But I think historically, it doesn't look that great anymore. Mm. It's a funny one. There's a lot of filler in this WrestleMania, which I've forgotten about.
It's kind of like, it looks like it's trying to find a thread and it's not quite got there yet.
What you haven't got is you haven't got an A-list star.
Yeah.
They've put everything behind Brock Lesnar and this turns out to be his last WrestleMania for a long time.
Right.
So then they're going, well, who's the next star? Mm. Who is the next star? And they don't know. They're going with Benoit and Guerrero, but both of those turn out not to be hugely successful. They take the belts off them within 3 months, I think. Mm. What they can realise is who's going to be the next Stone Cold Steve Austin, it turns out that it's John Cena, who is in the opening match here. And his rise from opening match to next year's WrestleMania, I think he's in the main event. So it's a remarkable rise. And they were so desperate to have that big star that they pushed Cena to the moon. Mm. And that is partly why a lot of the fans turned against him. You
it
can't
happens every
win
time.
Them all.
Yeah. It happens every time they push people. And they should, I mean, look how long it took The Rock to...
Yeah.
He had a couple of WrestleManias where he just wasn't over at all, and people were actually booing him because to Vince's credit, he saw something and he tried to push it, but sometimes you got to let him puckle it.
You can see this most clearly now with how the lessons have not been learnt with Roman Reigns, a guy they pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed, and who has never ever been accepted by the fans. I think everybody thinks he's you know, a good wrestler.
Yeah.
He's all, you know, he's got a great look.
Yeah.
He sells merchandise, but there's something about him, the fact he was pushed so hard that everyone just goes, it's a bit like pushy dates.
Yeah.
You know, they're really sort of trying to seal the deal, and that is just like, ugh, disgusting. I say that like I go on dates.
Yeah, I mean,
and people
you've been with your good lady for about 20 years.
Girls try to get off with me, and I'm like, oh, that is a real turn off. Man, oh man. This was not half as good a WrestleMania as I thought it was.
Mm.
I thought this was a really good WrestleMania.
Right.
What it is it's an okay WrestleMania with a brilliant main event.
Yeah.
And a main event, which of course cannot be spoken of.
Yes,
The main event that has been erased from history.
Mm.
I believe they refer to it as the main event is a triple threat match for the World Wrestling, you know, heavyweight championship.
Yeah.
This is because, obviously, 2007, Chris Benoit murders his wife and their child, and then he kills himself.
Mm.
For reasons which are complex.
Mm.
And I'm aware going into this, we cannot talk about this WrestleMania, which is the absolute peak of Benoit's career, without addressing the Benoit story.
Yeah.
Now, I sort of think it's probably best that we don't address the Benoit story in the context of talking about this WrestleMania.
Mm.
Hey, we're here to have fun. Nobody wants to hear about child murder.
No.
So I think what we might
do... Very few do.
Yes, I know. And of those people, please don't listen to
true crime is big, Mark. Don't discount it. That's all I'm saying.
I think what we should do is, I think we should dedicate like a we'll do a special.
Yeah.
Where we can just talk about the Benoit.
And be a bit more sober about it.
I think so. That's the hard thing. I don't like a gear change. And
no.
If we're going from talking about depression and...
Oh, look at that sweet frog splash. Kill his wife and kids.
Yeah,
like, you can't really sort of...
Concussions and things. Oh, yeah, concussions. I mean, he basically had the mind of an 83-year-old. Ha, ha, ha. Big show's done a plop. You know, let's save that for... I'm aware
Sorry,
that
is
even
Big
just
Show
talking...
just done a plop? Sorry, Mark, can we stop? Is Big Show done a plop or not?
I'm aware that even as we're talking about this, we're doing the thing I'm specifically saying we shouldn't do. But I think we'll get together and we might do that. And I think we'll slip that in at some point.
I think that's important.
Yeah,
because it's a huge wrestling story that defined made things very strange for a while,
look,
I imagine.
The biggest mainstream wrestling story probably ever.
Mm.
And I think, you know, in a weird way, the questions that it throws up about the industry and about legacy and about how you deal when you're the WWE with someone who you've been an integral part of your company for so long, who does something monstrous, and how do you deal with the fallout from that? It's fascinating. So we're not going to talk too much today.
No.
About the crimes of Benoit. Let's talk about WrestleMania 20.
WrestleMania 20! It was on March 14th, 2004 at Madison Square Gardens in New York City. Very intimate. I like this. I like Madison Square Gardens. Obviously, the first one was there.
Yep.
The 10th one was there as well, wasn't it?
Yes, it was, yeah. It's Madison Square Garden. They call it the Mecca of pro wrestling.
Right.
Since the, I think, late 50s, early 60s, WWF, which is a based in Connecticut.
Yeah.
So an upstate sort of New York company.
Mm.
They have used this as their central base. They've sold it out countless times over the decades. And there is always a sense that this is the WWE's home arena.
Yeah.
They always like to go there. In recent years, a monopoly has been broken so that other companies have been able to fill out Madison Square Garden, which I don't think the WWE have been best pleased about. But certainly at this point, they're coming back. And this is one of the first WrestleManias as well, where they're really all about their heritage and their legacy. Mm. And I think that's important for them, therefore, to come from Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
What a crowd as well. The crowd in this are insanely hot, apart from in the matches that are really good, which they slightly could not give a monkey's about. Amazing stuff.
Oh, dear.
I'm just going to go past my notes about the Benoit murder, so I might actually be a bit of time.
Cut them out.
It was basically, when I was writing them out, I thought, yeah, this is a bit of a downer. Mm. This was also a WrestleMania that actually, at the time, met with mixed reviews. Mm. People were very keen on the main event, and the rest of the roster, you know, was a bit sort of, you know, people weren't that impressed. Mm. I had a look at some of the reviews on Amazon for the WrestleMania 20 DVD.
DVD, okay, right.
This one's from Callie Pick. My son has just went to play this on Christmas Day, as was a much-wanted present. He's gutted, as they are blank discs in the case. I am totally disgusted. This is a disgrace. I paid £22 for an empty box, basically. Very unsatisfied.
Incorrect. She paid £22 for an empty box and two blanks.
No, that's at least 40p back. Yeah. And Mark McDonald, he wrote, I got sent this, but American, so cannot view it on our DVD. One very unhappy little boy. Have you noticed how often on Amazon, when people make a mistake and they buy the wrong thing?
Well done, my son's crying now.
Oh, you wanted a child to cry, did you? That's why you set up both Amazon and the WWE to ruin my child's Christmas.
Just have a look. Just know what region you're in, guys.
He said,
I can't stress that enough.
I would like compensation. This should never have been sold to someone in the UK. This also happened to the Victorious DVD we bought last December.
Didn't learn. Oh, my word.
This is also, when I went through the DVDs, there's another DVD which comes with some of the sets of this.
Right.
But was also sold separately, because the night before this WrestleMania, they started the tradition of holding the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
The 2004 Hall of Fame is a proper list of legends.
Yeah.
But because we get to see them later, I'm going to save it for then.
Yeah. Woo. I enjoyed that bit of the show, to be honest. I mean, it all kicks off, obviously very intimate, and then there's the video of, you know, the legacy and all that stuff. But And then there's a clip of Vince McMahon and his son and a baby, and they look like a gay couple. They're holding the baby, sort of saying, this is the new breed of WrestleMania starts again, there's the reset button.
If I'm going to give birth, by God, who's going to stop me? It was seen at the time, that as well. Yeah. Rather than being a thing of going, look, here is my son has had a child. Mm. It's almost got a sinister thing of going, we will never let go of this company we built. This is the next generation who will run it.
Yeah.
And it's a weird sort of thing where you go, this is like a family-run news agent, except it's a billion-dollar company with loads of employees and it's watched around the world. It was a funny one, that. They present it. It's a bit like The Omen. You know?
It's a little bit creepy. And if you think it's got a bit creepy, Jerry Lawler's wearing a shirt.
Yes.
Even creepier. What is... The Ravens have left the tower. He's got a shirt on. What's going on?
There is something about Lawler. When he's got a shirt on, you think, right, okay.
I see why.
Someone's gone to court that morning.
Someone's got a visible love bite.
Yeah. They open it with the Boys Choir of Harlem.
Yeah, that was really lovely.
That was banging.
I didn't see that coming anyway. I was like, this is a very lovely start to WrestleMania.
Yeah, it was exceptionally good. It was. It's got a weird montage, that, where they do the patriotic thing. Mm. And it starts with like a kid in a pram and they've got stars and stripes over them. Mm. And it cuts to like someone mowing their lawn with the flag on it.
Yeah.
And then there's 150 shots of soldiers who are all like really heavily armed. And there's like the last shot is of a sniper looking really aggressively at the camera. And it's like, oh, this doesn't seem celebratory. This is really like a show of strength. Oh, yeah, if you're watching this in Iran, you know, it's absolutely sinister. But God, I mean, those lads sang beautifully.
Yeah, fantastic.
One of their last performances, this.
Oh.
Yeah, in 2007, the choir was disbanded in the wake of a scandal in 2001 where it turned out a staff member had molested a student and had been allowed to keep working at the school.
The scene is so typically WWE.
Isn't it? I watched this and I thought, God, why don't I know them? Why aren't they opening every single thing? That's why they just shut it down.
Yeah.
Because of impropriety.
Yeah, fantastic. But blame the kids, or punish the kids.
Yeah.
They can't have anything nice.
Yeah, it was very much one of those places as well, where it was for kids in Harlem who had no opportunities.
Yeah.
So, well done, everyone.
Well done.
Well done.
The Spanish commentators table, Hugo Savinovich is interesting-looking chap, isn't he?
He's like a big frog.
He's got big froggy eyes.
He has.
Big old frog. I googled him, and he's married to Wendy Richter.
Yes, he was.
Incredible.
I think they have split up. I know. Carlos Cabrera's obviously got it going on. There are some funny sort of like bits. I mean that legacy bit that they do originally is when they're talking about how great WrestleMania is,
yeah.
and that's the first time you get a little bit of Benoit.
Yes.
Where there's a funny thing about, because Benoit was so intense, everything he does you now see through the prism of his crimes.
Did, yeah.
And so here he sort of goes, "My passion, the thing I live about, it consumes you," and all those words, those sort of consume and intensity and everything.
It's an unfortunate gimmick, isn't it, for a man? Yeah.
I mean,
Doink the Clown did it.
Would that be worse?
I don't know.
Well, I think it would be worse.
I'm
not going to rank crimes. but I just think it would certainly be more incongruous. I mean, Chris Benoit was called the rabid Wolverine. What did we expect? Just an odd thing as well. This is the first WrestleMania where there are wrestlers who were born in the 80s who take part in it. So the first one is René Dupree. He's the first in the ring. I think Garrison Cade is also an 80s-born wrestler.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
New generation.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
So the first match is John Cena and Big Show.
Yeah,
having a scrap.
They are straight off. Now this is one of those. I think this is one of the best opening matches in WrestleMania up to this point.
Yeah,
and this is that funny thing. You know John Cena now.
Yes,
John Cena has got a higher public profile than he's ever had, and he's got this weird mix of I'm a military man, which he wasn't, and I'm an inspirational Twitterer.
Yeah.
Which is, have you seen his Twitter?
I've not seen his Twitter, no. I only know he spends a lot of his... Doesn't he spend a lot of his time doing Make-A-Wish? Like, too much time?
Yeah, he does.
He does, like, three a day or something.
It's always... I think he's the person who's granted the most Make-A-Wishes in Make-A-Wish history.
Incredible.
And he refused to ever become a heel because he didn't want it to affect his Make-A-Wish stuff. That's obviously very important.
Bad John Cena's here. Shit.
I'm going to slap the shit out of you. Will it make me better?
No.
But you forget that he started as this sort of like cheeky Marky Mark ripoff.
Yeah.
He's the doctor of Thugonomics.
He is... He's got a chain, big chain around his neck with a big stupid lock.
Yep.
And he's wearing Super Mario Brothers mushroom sweatbands.
Yeah.
Like a right weebo.
Jorts.
The jean shorts. I mean, I guess because I've seen pictures of him in Lycra and stuff. After you mentioned that he started his career in Lycra.
Yeah.
And it's actually quite. People are starting to realise that you can just wear. You don't have to wear Lycra.
Yeah.
And you can just kind of wear normal clothes as long as they're baggy.
As a wrestler, what you want to do is make sure you don't have to carry your kit in a bag on every plane. Is you just go, this is what I wear, like IRS, this is what I wear,
yeah.
And I go to the ring in it. Much cleverer idea.
His rapping is very slow.
Yes.
There was one line that didn't make any... I'm itching to beat him like a penis with STDs.
That's, everyone knows he can't beat me. I'm itching to beat him like a penis with STD.
Right, why would he beat
John Cena will happily beat off penises with STDs. He will
Make
beat off
foundation.
Big penises, small penises.
As long as they've got an STD.
Has this kid got an STD? Not yet.
Not yet. Get your dirty old fucking claws on it, Cena.
I would say there is a thing about you've got to be very careful when you introduce the word penis into a predominantly male environment.
Yeah.
And that room is just full of men. And John Cena is like... I've been up all night thinking about this. I've been thinking about...
John Cena's.
Why has no one ever done that? Why is there no wrestler who says calls him John Cena's? That's much better. But he's been up all night thinking about Big Show's dick. I wonder if he's riddled with STD. That big old dong.
I don't think an STD would affect his body. He's too big.
What if he got, like, flu, but he only got it in his dick?
Well, we never know, Mark.
We don't. Unless, I mean, maybe if Mrs. Big Show is out there, she could email us husband's genitals and sickness.
And he was talking, also, later on he talks about his putting socks down his singlet.
Yeah, he says, Big Show's, he puts the word really here, and it doesn't, Big Show's really an ape with opposable thumbs, and he stuffs his singlet like he's smuggling plums.
He's obsessed with Big Show's knobber. His STD riddled knobber.
I would like nothing more than Big Show to make me his dirty whore. Oh, no, not that one. But yeah.
I mean, I do have written down here, John Cena's facial work is great, so we know this one's going to pan out. I like the start of Big Show's song, like the... Whee! It sounds like the Isley Brothers.
Cena is... He forgets this sort of thing about him basically talking about Big Show's dick, which he did for 9 years in and out of the ring. But he's now got this thing where, honestly, you read his Twitter and I think he has that thing of going, please don't anyone talk about my... It's almost like, you know, when people look back and they go, yeah, I had a pretty wild 20s, actually. The whole thing was absolutely bananas. And I think John Cena looks back and goes, yeah, I had some pretty wild times, you know, saying the word penis. And you know, don't go back there. I've changed. His Twitter is absolutely the sort of Twitter you get, like Russell Brand, where you've had quite a chaotic, mad 20s, and then you become absolutely
sanctimonious,
pious and dull in your 40s.
Yeah.
And so John Cena, this is from the last, like, 4 days. Never underestimate the power of an act of kindness. In a day and age of trying to share everything with everyone, find the someone who makes you feel like everyone else disappears. In a day and age, starts the same, this one, but it's different. Yeah. In a day and age of filters and showcasing only perfect moments, never lose the real you. In trying to be liked by everyone, don't become no one. And it's all this sort of stuff. Now, there's a part of me that goes, there is no scandal about John Cena.
Mm.
He famously is like a almost like a physical specimen freak.
Yeah.
He has never taken steroids, as far as anyone knows.
Right.
He certainly has denied he's ever taken steroids. He says it's all hard work. So there isn't that. He's got a bit of a reputation for having squashed some careers. But what he is a legendary sex man. That is John Cena's big weakness. That he doesn't, when he's doing his make-a-wishes, he doesn't bring that up. He doesn't go, no. One thing you all need to know about me, legendary sex man. He is believed to have had relationships with a number of divas over the years.
Okay.
I don't think anyone is known to have had more relationships with divas over the years
than John Cena.
Some are rumoured, some are definite. So Nikki Bella, Mickey James, Victoria are all definite. There are other names on the list that are rumoured. His ex-wife, who he met at high school and then got divorced from pretty far, I think, far into his career. Mm. She believed that he'd had a fling with the porn star Kendra Lust.
Okay.
When she appeared in a photograph on either her Instagram or her Twitter, holding up his world title belt that had the spinner in the middle. Again, you can't sort of go, I know that looks just like my one, but she could have made and bought
a replica.
Yeah. But, so. I mean, you might sort of go, well, that's just rumour and hearsay. Mm. Cena himself went on the Howard Stern show.
Right.
And the problem with the Howard Stern show is...
It brings the worst out of a man.
You'd slightly show off.
You get
off.
A bit boasty, don't you?
Don't you?
Yeah.
Howard Stern asked if Cena had ever had an orgy. Cena said the most girls he's ever been with were six at once. They were girls who came to a show and wanted to have a good time, so he hooked up with them. Kind, John. Make a wish.
Make a wish. Make several wishes.
I'd like to have sex as one of six people with you. Wish granted. He said his best experience was with two strippers from Louisville who did everything imaginable with him.
Wow.
Yeah. And
I mean, his level of imagining things is Big Show's cock, so I mean, what?
One of them was dressed as Big Show, the other was dressed as Andre. He just sat and watched. And he doesn't enjoy the back door, however, which Howard agreed with. So everything imaginable did not include any anal sex. There we are. Don't say this podcast doesn't teach you anything.
This is good.
I came in for a sober look at the Benoit tragedy.
Yeah, now I'm just thinking oh yeah, air conditioning's gone a bit wild.
That's John Cena crawling through the ducts with his lawyer.
He wouldn't fit in any duct. I'm now imagining all of John Cena's tweets are... while he's got his umbrella in his hand and he's tweeting about Big Show's penis. So he's like, imagine, from now on, if you see a John Cena tweet, just imagine that he's whispering to Big Show's donger.
Life is a state of constant motion.
Yeah.
Whether that motion is forward or backwards is up to the one living the life.
That's what I'm talking about.
Cena also, he did do something at the time which was quite controversial on there, which Howard Stern, a very, respected sort of jock, makes a lot of money. I think Howard had asked him who was the fattest girl he'd ever had sex with.
Right.
And Cena had sort of got carried away and sort of sat there saying, this one time I was dared to get off with this real hog. And that was a bit of a thing. You go, okay, there's a side to him there,
he's a chad.
Who else did terrible, sort of like horrible things to people and then did a lot of charity to make it better? And who was once a wrestler. That man was Jimmy Savile. Jimmy Savile,
he's
Pete.
Not like John Cena.
You couldn't see John Jimmy Savile. You can't see John Cena. Absolutely.
Jimmy Savile because his skin was translucent.
you could see Jimmy Savile because any time you were like in a room, he'd be lurking in the corner waiting for his moment, crawling
through your fucking hospital window.
Worth us saying there is no connection whatsoever between the activities of disgraced Jimmy Savile and WWE superstar John Cena.
It's not worth saying. It's not. It goes without saying.
It does. Mark, I should not have said saying. It.
There's a sign during this match.
I've never heard anyone sigh the words, there was a sign during this match before.
There was a sign. There was a sign during this match saying, Miss Brun's Palatine High. Which sounds like she's like on a really big power trip. Like, Palatine High! I'm on my Palatine High!
There's some bits that you notice about this. Like, I think we've mentioned it before, but like Big Show, you can tell what stage he's at in his career.
Right.
Whether he's motivated by his job or not. By whether or not he's got good hair. And in this, he's just, it looks like it's been done in a detention centre. And he comes out and he is, this is a good match, weirdly. Yeah. It's a really good match. They're going for it, but Big Show is not working hard.
He looks like
Cena is doing all the work.
It's like when you fill an old stocking, an old tight with cotton wool. Yes. And put cress in it so it grows through like hair.
It does. He looks atrocious here. And it's really weird because he's had a very good career at a certain level.
Long career
but
as well.
But honestly, there are years, years and years where you just see him so demotivated. He goes on to, in a few WrestleMania's time, to have a great big marquee match with Floyd Mayweather Jr.
Right. Okay,
and
I remember that.
He's like, oh, I'm engaged with this. I'm interested.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When he's working with John Cena, he is like, I'm not even going to get a haircut for WrestleMania. WrestleMania.
He's probably just worried that Cena's going to do something to him. That's all I'm saying.
The crowd absolutely love this match. Yeah. This is really the peak of Cena's sort of first blossom of popularity. I think people were like ready for something fresh and new. Mm. He does that. He has that move at the end, which is called the FU. There's that weird thing where they sort of portray Cena as being a really young hit man, and I think he's probably at this stage quite young.
Yeah,
but he always
looks old.
He looks like Steve Buscemi in the 30 Rock meme. Hello, fellow high schoolers.
Yes, and he's wearing a backwards cap.
Very wrong. He was certainly, I wouldn't say popular enough. The WWE, talking about Vince McMahon being out of touch, I think they thought he was popular enough to break into the white rap scene,
right.
And probably didn't say the word white before it. I think I'm giving him too much credit. I think they thought he could be a genuinely huge rap star. So they released an album by John Cena, which, if you like half speed rap about giant dicks, I mean, there's none better. There really isn't.
It's curious, isn't it? Because he's just too clean cut looking.
Yeah,
he's too Vanilla Ice. He's too just a bit.
He's
lame.
Always had that streak of the military through him.
Yeah,
which I mean, again, he has no connection with the military.
Not even military. Just a military kid.
Yeah,
like the kid who lives on the US, who went to school on a US base.
Yeah, one of the things in Cena's favour. You might sort of think, well, he had a military father. No, he had a father who was obsessed with pro wrestling.
Oh, really?
And his dad, even like when Cena became bigger, his dad started doing independent shows as a manager, just trading off his own son.
Dad.
There are lots of photographs of Cena as a child holding up his own homemade WWF belt and everything.
Right.
So it's not that he doesn't deserve to be there, and he's so passionate about, you know, the business, and you can really see it at this point. But it's just like, as soon as he became really successful, why did he go weird? Why is he pretending he's in A Few Good Men? I do not understand it.
I think
actually at next WrestleMania, I think he actually does a promo which is like a recreation of A Few Good Men. Maybe it was that. Maybe it's, you know how like people are like,
handle Big Show's dick.
something with like regiment and just with barriers in, because otherwise all I'm going to do is thinking about that huge big fucking dick. I've got to do something else.
Did you order a cord? Big Show's dick. Did you order it? You can't handle it. Fucking. Oh, wow. That's spectacular.
Good.
I like the angle that his dad, like, kind of trading off.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
that's very refreshing.
I think what it does as well is I find current John Cena a bit inhuman and a bit robotic. He's a bit like a cult leader.
Yeah.
And I find him a bit weird. There's also a thing about he's incapable of love, which is, you'll see it, but there's a bit where he fucking proposed to Nikki Bella in a WrestleMania ring. Mm. And that was a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And then it didn't happen, the wedding. And it's just that, how can you put yourself up in that position that you do that and then you can't go through with it? You just sort of, you know, it's so weird. There's something deeply weird about it. Oh, mate.
I was going to go on and say that I'm into John Cena as a wrestler now. I'm enjoying him when he's in the actual ring.
This is great. And he has periods where he's really, really good.
Mm.
Cena is people just boring old Cena, same old shit, all this sort of stuff that, you know, John Cena sucks. And there is a thing about John Cena which I think everyone agrees. You put him in the ring with anyone, he can get a decent match out of him. John Cena isn't like the Ultimate Warrior. He can wrestle.
Yeah.
It's just that, again, he was forced down everyone's throats. Weirdly, I don't know. He's not the sort of guy who I think would have been successful in anywhere else other than WWE.
Right.
But that might be bullshit. He might have gone anywhere and this would have got over because he loved the business, he understood it, and he connected with the fans.
Mm.
You see him here, and this for me is the best Cena. You see Cena just on that verge of exploding into something huge and becoming without a shadow of a doubt, the biggest wrestling star of the 2000s. There is nobody else. It goes in a clear line. You've got Stone Cold Steve Austin, a couple of years The Rock, you know, Stone Cold Steve Austin again, and then you've got John Cena. And John Cena single-handedly has a decade-long run where he is the guy.
Mm.
That doesn't happen by accident.
Well, we'll be back next week, Mark. We've reached the end of another show.
Well, let's just hope next week there are so many more allusions to Big Show's dick that you can listen to while in a public place, desperately hoping that your headphones aren't bleeding sound. Big Show's dick, Pete!
Big Show's dick, Mark! ¶¶
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
Kayla Itzinas. I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.